The Frame Center Podcast.
All right, Frame Center Podcast, back at you. All right, we got to get some intro music for this Frame Center Podcast.
I'm working on it. Working on it right now.
Yep, we got to get some of that going. A little, little intro of, maybe some framing,
get some noises of the machines going there.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Yep, get the cassis firing off some stuff. The mat cutter,
overlay that with a little beat, and we'll be good to go.
Yeah, nice. All right, well, that's something we got to get on the agenda. Successful recording last time. Now we're back at it, trying a second time.
Round two.
Yep, round two. Working on getting another Frame Center Podcast host. Going to try to find the right person to join us. Guest appearances today. Hopefully we get them both to show up and, big time event for Hanover Days coming up.
Yeah, the Hanover Days Celebration Juried Art Show.
Yep. Kicking off the whole Hanover Days weekend. It's Hanover Days, what is that, Saturday, Sunday?
Yeah, Saturday and Sunday. It'll be
Carnival. Yeah. Battle of the Bands, vendor tents. Maybe next year we'll have a vendor tent.
Ooh, sell the merch.
Yep, conflict this year. We couldn't get someone to man the booth. But maybe we'll figure those details for next year.
It's timing. It's all about timing.
Yep. Yeah, we kick off the weekend here with the Hanover Days Art Show. That's, Thursday?
Well, Thursday's the night of the reception. Yeah, it'll run the 21st through July 29th. So it'll be up for quite a while, but it will be Thursday the 23rd from 5:30 p.m. to 7. We'll have the open reception night with all the artists and the awards and ceremonies going on then. And we'll have the little refreshment and nice. Something to go along with it. It'll be a nice night for that. Hopefully we'll have enough big enough turnout that we'll have to use the auxiliary parking lot next door over at the post office.
Yep, that'd be nice. Look at some art. Yeah, have a couple free drinks, a couple snacks.
Yeah, years past we've had quite a few people show up. This year we've got over 50 entries from different artists, and quite a few of them from here in the store themselves.
Yep.
So that way, when all you people come in asking, how is this, we know what we have to do for the right thing for your own artwork, we go through the same problem. We have to frame our own stuff, so you'll be able to see our pieces on display,
Yep. I think that's nice, too. It's nice when sometimes for, when we had the pieces up downstairs, when you're working with somebody and, being able to, show them some of the work that you do as well, if you're helping somebody select something for their stuff.
Yeah, examples and things like, from photography to acrylic, fine art, watercolor. Pretty much everyone here covers one of the subject matters that we go through.
No pastel artists, I don't believe.
Oh, that's true. We don't have a pastel artist. We'll have
to put one together.
Check that box off there.
Claude was messing around with those pastels for one of the social media posts, I believe.
That's true. We'll dabble.
Yep.
We'll dabble. But, we got quite a few entries. We got several 3D sculptures in. We've got some watercolors, acrylics, oils, photographs. We got a lot this year. One entry per person this year just because we weren't sure how many people were going to show up for this, and we didn't want to have so many pieces up that it was so crowded that you couldn't really focus on one piece at a time. So we limited it to one for this year, just for the first one coming back, since it's our first time back since 2019, in the before times, when things were normal. And this will be our first social gathering back here at the Frame Center for our big to-do here. But
It would be nice to have people, a large group in the building again.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I think it's nice to have, everybody, some of the people from here having, pieces entered. And you touched on, one entry per person.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's kind of a nice fit also, because, going to an art show and seeing, there's one person, one from that person, and
but
then
three
like
or four
five,
from
yeah,
the
like
other,
five
yeah.
from somebody else. It's kind of a, I don't know, maybe mildly obnoxious.
It can overtake a show too, especially if their pieces are larger or yep. if, you know, they're grouped together. Usually we tried to spread everyone out if there were multiple entries in years before. Luckily we don't really have to worry too much about this. It'll be basically just have the space, get it up on the wall, have a little separation, let people focus on one picture at a time and really take the pieces in, which will be nice.
Yeah.
Plus it's our new gallery space. It's the first time we've had this yep. open with a designated gallery area.
Yeah, it's definitely nice, and I think it's going to, show well. I'm proud to show it off. Get the, what do you call that? The barn door.
The big sliding barn door.
To find the frame center sign in to get that back up in place.
Yeah.
But the place looks nice. We've done quite a bit on the of cleaning things up, repainted. Changed the trim. The whole
Whole new experience when people come
in. Get this nice tile wall.
Yeah.
Yep.
Still adding to it. Yep. More to come.
Who knew that? Who knew when Elizabeth came on board that she was a master mason, tiling away.
Flip this frame center,
grouting tile like crazy. it's nice. Things. Excited to get some people in here. Especially people that haven't necessarily been in before. It's a good excuse mm-hmm. to get them in the doors and to see the operation, see some of the samples downstairs.
Yep. Social media team's been doing a good job of getting that out. So we've had a lot of new people join up recently. Yep. So hopefully we can get some of them to come in. That'd be nice.
Yeah. Go downstairs. Bars will be set up on the table. So,
And if it's a hot night, the AC's working. It'll be a great night
all
to come.
Four.
Exactly.
All areas. That's true. That's a bonus.
We knock on wood there just in case I just jinxed us there. Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe we'll have a couple people shooting pucks out back.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. If the lighting should be good till about 8 o'clock that night.
Nice. That'll be fun. A fun event having the people by to see the space, kind of mingle about, have a couple snacks, see things, talk to some of the Frame Center staff.
Yeah.
Get explanations of their artwork.
Yep, exactly.
Their photography. I know that you actually had put together a video once a while back too with the what is it called? The acrylic pours.
Oh yeah. We're playing around with those again. Finally had some time to myself to do those. I've got one of those in the show myself this year, so we'll be doing a few more of those as time goes on. We'll get some of those up on the socials.
But you're not from Hanover, so you're not eligible for the
special
big
coveted
event.
Prize. No, yep.
One of our guests. Yeah, hopefully we're gonna get Mary up here for a couple minutes.
Oh, I'm sure she'll come up and join us. But she's won it 4 years in a row now.
Yep.
Those ones all featured a piece from Hanover. This year it'll be, if she wins, it's because she's from Hanover. Because this year's entry, a little different from Duxbury, I believe, than the one she's putting in, but. Still beautiful, just the same. Nice little landscape shot.
Yep.
But, hopefully she'll go for the win number five. Catching up to Brady there.
Yep. I think Mark didn't enter. He's a Hanover resident.
No, Mark didn't put one in this year. Sonny did, though. Yep. Our new guy, Sonny.
Yep.
He's our contender.
Yep. We'll see.
So far.
And who knows? I'm sure there's countless other Hanover residents that are excited about Hanover Days that are going to be entering some pieces as well.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe we should see about grabbing Mary.
Let's go see if we can find where she's at.
Back at it. We have Mary joining us. The four-time champion, or what's that called? Four-time winner of the greatest Hanoverian.
The Hanover Excellence Award.
Hanover Excellence Award.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
And we got some competition this year. We have Sonny, and then I'm sure countless other Hanover artists joining as well. But maybe Mary wants to give us a little bit of her background. Tell us how she became the Hanover Excellent Award winner for 4 years in a row, going for five.
The favored.
The odds-on favorite.
Exactly.
You have to either be a Hanover resident or have your artwork of something in Hanover.
Yeah.
So I was chosen each time.
Nice. Well, congratulations on your past wins. And, you know, we're happy to have Mary's skills here as well.
I was going for the fifth win, and COVID came in and kind of wrecked everything.
So. Yeah.
Yep. Well, no, now's your chance. You still do have the perfect record.
So. Exactly. Yes. Nice. It's still going to be the fifth one. It's just, you know, that three-year gap in between. You know.
Yeah.
And we'll see. Are you worried about any of these up-and-coming artists? No, you're not taking this. You're not as concerned about keeping the title as
I was really kind of looking for all of them. Yeah, you know, winning all of them, but
yeah,
the only one I really compete with is myself.
Yeah,
I try and get better every year.
Yeah, that's probably the right way to approach it.
Mm-hmm. There's always going to be somebody better than you.
Yeah,
no matter what you're doing.
Yeah.
So,
this is probably the case. Yeah. It's probably much better podcast than the French Center podcast, right?
Well, this is only the second one. Give us time.
Yeah.
But
we're competing with ourselves. I already think we're better than the last one, right?
It's very true. Exactly. Much more free flowing this time. So,
this is my first podcast ever.
So. Oh, see? So nice. There you go. Yeah. Well, you know. It's nothing
just
to
setting
it.
The bar.
Right.
So, you get you also have a booth set up for Hanover Days?
Yes.
Yeah, where's that going to be at?
At the Sylvester Center School Field.
Ah, okay. And that's on Saturday? Or is that?
The 25th.
The 25th, yep. So that would be, yep.
Yeah, Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday the 25th. Yeah. Is that an all-day thing, or is it?
Yes. Yeah, they have Friday night, they have...
the fireworks?
They have fireworks.
The fireworks display, that's right, yeah.
They have bands.
Mm-hmm.
They have a carnival.
Yeah, carnival's always good.
Yeah, and then they have all the booths set up on Saturday.
Oh, excellent.
So...
Yeah.
Lots of vendors. Maybe a Frame Center booth one of these years.
Yeah.
Our other guest today, I think he's had a booth there in the past, Sean. But I don't know. I don't think he has one again this year. But so what will you be selling at your booth, Mary?
Just artwork.
Just using it to get yourself out there to the community?
Yep.
Letting the people that aren't aware of Hanover's award winner, some of the people from outside of Hanover that will be here who haven't heard of you.
I don't have a storefront. I have a studio in the back half of my garage.
Yep.
So.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. And a website?
Yep, I have a website.
What's that?
Mary Gilmartin Art.
Nice.
There we go.
Direct, mm-hmm. Right to the point.
Exactly.
Yep, that's it.
You got to get those plugs in.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. So why don't we, do you want to show off it? You might be giving a little sneak preview of?
Sure.
Let's see here.
Recording it, aren't we?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, where is this of?
That is Bluefish River in Duxbury.
Nice.
So it's not actually, it's my first year not doing a Hanover painting, but. I'm from Hanover, so I'm still eligible.
Yeah. Dave keeping you working in the basement too long to go and do scouting things for it. I understand, yeah.
I think she's trying to take it to the next level. She's making it more difficult for herself by not choosing a Hanover scene.
I gotcha, yeah.
Well, Mary, thank you for stopping by, filling us in on all things Hanover Days. Hopefully, people will come out, see you, and, you know, maybe we'll get you to, you know, maybe you'll be wearing some of the new Frame Center merchandise.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever it is. You could use a hat. It might be sunny or it might be raining out there. You know, good luck on...
as long as we don't have hail this year.
Yeah. Oh, good luck on, selling artwork. And good luck with the, attempt to take down the fifth straight Hanover...
Yeah, I want another...
Jury Dart Celebration.
Yes. And that and many other awards I'm sure will be up that you will be eligible for as well.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, because what medium is that?
Oil,
see? So
oil and
acrylics. Oil's one of them, yep.
What else do we got, Scott? Awards going out for photography?
We got one for photography, this drawing, oil and acrylic share category, watercolors, this mixed media... there's a jewelry wearable art and a 3D art for sculptural design and things along those lines. So plenty of categories.
Nice. Nice.
Excellent. Well, thanks for coming out of the basement, Mary.
Thank you.
Pulling yourself away from making those frames and, you know, sitting down and talking with us for a second, or standing up and talking with us for a few minutes.
Greatly
first
appreciated.
First podcast down. Maybe we'll have
first
you back.
First guest appearance down.
Yep. Maybe we'll have you back to, you know, to flaunt your, the title.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just with, like, five ribbons on, just all the way.
Because our audience is going to want to know, yeah.
Well, we're going to try and do something from the Hanover show itself, so hopefully maybe we can, if we can get the winners in here for a little recording session.
Nice. I like it. Maybe you'll be back with our second, your second podcast.
You'll already be seasoned, ready to go. Yep. You'll already know all about this. It'll be great.
Yeah, look at us. We're pros now.
Yeah. Second time's always easier.
Yeah. Awesome.
Well, again, thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome.
And we'll see you on the 23rd.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks.
All right. We got Sean now. All of a sudden, you know, this podcast is bringing in guests like crazy.
Right. Second guest appearance in 5 minutes.
Came here just for the podcast.
Yes. Yep. Well, we're happy to have you. You know, what's, tell us a little bit about your background, Sean, and you know why you're actually qualified to be a judge for Hanover Days.
I've been a photographer for almost 20 years now. I've sold cameras for 15 of those years. I've owned my own photo lab for the last 10.
I guess that counts.
Take a lot of pictures, print a lot of pictures, help people with pictures.
Pretty good photographer.
Most people in town go to you when they need something printed. So
we have a beauty of yours downstairs right now. One of my favorites.
I know you want to take it home.
Yeah, it's going home with me eventually. We give it a chance. You know,
it gets too many compliments when people walk through the door. It's the first thing they see.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites. I like it a lot. If we can sell the frame first, everyone wins. You know,
but I can always make
when
more.
But when we're ready to move on from it, that's going back to my house. the place is in your place is in Norwell, right?
Hanover.
Or is Hanover now?
It's technically Hanover, behind the Norwell Stop and Shop.
Okay, you moved from down the street, but you handle everything over there from,
any kind of printing. I'd say framing, but.
you can do mild framing.
It's a collaborative effort.
But we're not upset about your framing. We offer some minor printing. It's really that stuff. I think we've talked about this numerous times. It's kind of it's not like we're not trying to get into the printing business. But if it's a convenience factor for, for our customers, so they don't have to like go to you first and then come over here. Sometimes we'll offer some. We'll take care of some printing, but. We send numerous people over to you.
Oh, yeah. Or they come to me, and then I bring it down here.
Yeah.
It's a pretty symbiotic relationship there. We kind of both benefit each other, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I don't, you don't want to take on some crazy shadow box projects and, whatnot. But,
I do not.
Yeah.
Plus, also, we don't always know everything about depth of field and pixelation and all kinds of other stuff. So that's your specialty.
Yeah.
I do know a lot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, good, because we're going to have to go over that at some point so we can offer explanations to people about things such as ratios and a resolution of photographs, because I'm sure you've had to give that spiel on numerous occasions.
Every day.
Yeah.
Every day,
yep. So a lot of times people don't really understand the, grasp, like why an 8x10, an image that's at a 2-to-1 ratio doesn't fit into something that's not a 2-to-1 ratio.
It's like the game when you were a kid and you have all the little blocks and you got to put them in the right holes.
Square peg round hole situation.
The rectangle doesn't always fit in the square.
Yeah, how come this 5x5 can't be a 5x7? And then you're cropping it, you're going up to the 7 and then you're cropping down a bit. And sometimes people have a hard time at visualizing that or,
Yeah, they want all that picture in there, and if they want to see all that picture in there, they're going to be very tall, skinny people as you squish it together to make it all work. It doesn't quite, it doesn't quite work.
The hard part is the standard sizing has changed from your 4x6, 5x7, 8x10. Cameras take a picture in an 8x12 ratio, if you're going to do an 8x10, you're going to lose your sides.
Yeah, is that why the sizes have changed. I noticed that a lot. That, like, a lot of the images when I've had to print things, it's all, like, it formats to an 8x12 in most cases.
Yep, but it never changed from the original 4x5 format when people used to shoot on, like, 4x5 view cameras and stuff like that.
Really?
4x5 is the same as an 8x10.
Yep.
And that size just stuck.
Yep.
So that's what we ended up with. 8x10, 16x20, 20x24, 24x30 are all right about the same.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you look at, like, a full-frame camera sensor, you're going to be 8x12, 16x24, 20x30, 24x36.
All right, so I know nothing about cameras. Mm-hmm. I just know about frames, and I just know about standard size frames because, like, I just have always been around frames and, like, standard sizes, so they're always the sizes. So what is it about the, like, about the cameras that, is it just a...
It's just the shape. So, like, when 35mm film came out, they started going into a longer, skinnier format versus more of, like, a boxy. Mm-hmm. So when you try, and I don't know why the frames, like, the standard frame sizing didn't change,
yep,
along with that invention of 35mm, but that ratio stayed the same and the frame stayed the same, so they just don't align right.
Yeah,
always something cropped out or left behind.
Yeah, well, I mean, I feel like we mess around with, like, we've been adding, like, squares a ton too because they, like, you know, the Instagram.
That's the social media influence right there. That's the,
yeah, I mean, that seems like that's been a you know, I mean, you know, for us with, like, our ready-made stuff that we make out of leftover parts in our pieces of frames, so, like, you know, squares are nice and easy to put together. They also have a cool look, especially if you're incorporating, yep, a lot of things. But there's
gallery,
not
gallery walls, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Cameras aren't shooting at a square at this point.
No.
No.
I mean, you can, a lot of cameras now, especially with, like, the new mirrorless cameras, you can change the ratio in, mm-hmm, the camera.
What's a mirrorless camera?
It doesn't have a mirror in it.
Cameras have mirrors in them?
Like, thank you very much.
And it's just, it's the next form of digital camera versus, like, having a mirror and prism box. Mm-hmm. So your viewfinder is another little screen on top of, instead of looking directly through the lens.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think this is why I'm not qualified to be the photography judge, because I didn't realize that a camera has a mirror inside of it.
But, like, with the ready-mades that you guys have been making, like, the 12x16s are great because people can put an 8x12 right in it, and, mm-hmm, have an even mat without funky borders,
yep,
or like a 14x18, and having some of those sizes available is always nice because you're not going to find them,
yep,
like, on the shelf somewhere.
Yeah, you can't go to Target and just pick one up.
Or the dreaded Michaels.
Yeah.
All right. So most things are in a 3-to-4 ratio. Then it's either 3-to-4 or 4-to-5.
3-to-4, 2-3.
2-3.
Mm-hmm.
2-3-4.
Yep.
4-5 is going to be like your 8x10, 16x20.
Yep.
And if you're looking at a photo from, like, a digital SLR, it's going to cut the sides. Mm-hmm. The hard part now that we run into is with the phones,
mm-hmm,
there's all different kinds of formats that the phones will take them in, whether it's 4x7,
mm-hmm,
which there's really nothing for.
Is, yeah, there, like, a thing on your phone that decides what size you're gonna,
yeah,
you're shooting? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Really?
Interesting. You got the new iPhone, Dave. Yeah. You know, it's in there.
Yeah. Well, I don't even know that. But, you know, I was unaware.
Actually, you need a new iPhone. There's only two lenses on the back of that.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah,
I'm overdue. But yeah, I mean, so I went. Do most people even realize that when people come in to print photographs, or do they?
Oh no, not at all.
No, the average Joe is just going
to
point and shoot.
So you have it. Your phone's, like, defaulting to, like, a certain setting.
Yeah, like, a phone will default to, I think it's, like, if you were to size it to, like, a 4x6, it would be like a 4.5x6.
Yep. Yeah, 4.5. Yeah, I feel like those are, like, because, you know, the simple printing that I'm doing are generally, like, people's, you know.
Yeah, and
you
do, like,
phone photographs.
You do a 4.5x6, and then you can't find a frame for it.
Yep. Hmm. Without the cropping, yeah.
Unless Ritz Camera was still around. We used to have them there.
But. Yeah, and then, you know, for when I'm sneaking on people's, you know, social media for Free Frame Friday, you know, 4.5x6 is one, and then it's like, I feel like it's 5.25x7.
Yeah, if you upsize it. That's what they end up at.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even on our websites uploading, when we have a upload a photo to print and frame, there's always that little part where you got to select, gives you the selection, because most of the time it's going to be a little section that's going to get cropped off, you know, when it first comes up as the 4x6 selection. I noticed it when I was playing around with it earlier today.
Yep.
You know, little small section of the photograph was missing, so. But.
So, how do people find you, Sean?
Come by. I'm always there.
Visit in person.
Website, though, or more?
If you do website, we have gossphotolab.com. It's a little dated. Working on a new one. Mm-hmm. We'll be up eventually.
We know that pain. Yeah, we've been working on
print ordering and stuff through there. I'm working on building like a pretty website. This one's not that pretty, but it works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That swing on by. I know you have my cards here. Yep.
Yep.
We have kiosks in the shop, so if you have like a memory card or something like that, we can pop it in there and print from there. Anything from like a picture to go on a locket.
Yep.
Up to, I don't know, 4 feet by 100 feet, something like
Jeez.
That.
There you go. What about restoration? You do photo restoration stuff there?
Yep. We do a lot of photo restoration. We deal with a lot of old stuff as well.
Yeah.
A lot of negatives, prints. We do video transfers as well.
Oh, nice.
What else do we do? I do a lot of stuff.
Let me ask you this, because I like people with like resolution, like people when they send the photographs over, do people end up just like sending the smallest file because they think it's going to be the easy, like
either it's going to be
then the resolution doesn't work out right.
So half the time it's about a 50-50 split on why we get small files.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're texted to the person.
Yep.
Yeah.
And if they're texted from an Android phone, it lowers the resolution.
Mm-hmm.
If it's an iPhone to iPhone, it actually keeps the same resolution. So, like, those files are usually pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
what do you think of, like, an iPhone picture? Now, like, if you don't do anything with it, like, how big do you feel like it's usually safe to blow those up to?
I did a 40 by 40 today.
And it, does it, the subject looks, matter, or is it like, you know? Subject
and lighting definitely matter.
Yeah. Yeah.
So iPhone pictures, if you want to blow them up big, if it's a nice bright day outside,
yep,
you'll generally get like a nice clean image to be able to enlarge. Because with resolution, it's not necessarily the file size,
yep,
but it's the quality of the file on top of that.
Okay.
Because, like, I can make a massive file that'll print terribly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like, a nice bright day out of, like, an iPhone, you can easily get, like, good 16 by 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Going bigger than that, it's really going to be on, like, a image per image basis.
Yeah. I feel like sometimes with some of the bigger ones, too, and I don't know if... You're not on top of them as much, like on the smaller ones, like, you know, 16, 20, like, but once you get like to like a 20 by 24 or like a 20 to 28, it's, mm-hmm, you're not really, you know, you are stepped back from them a little bit. So sometimes the resolution isn't as big of a deal, but
yep,
then when you get up close, I mean, you start to see that pixelation and you're
right. And the best way to hide it, if you are dead set on printing a small file large, is like, a canvas print is textured, so it will also hide some of that.
Yeah,
there you go.
Especially if it's like a landscape and there's a lot of grass, or, yep, you know, around here, like seagrass and marsh, you can get away with
throw
enlarging
some
beyond
glass clouds. Non-glare glass.
A little bit of the fuzzy glass.
Yeah.
So you got that. And then also we see low ones come through when they're just not emailed correctly.
That's the button,
that
right?
Yeah.
Actual size,
if you're,
right?
If you're if you're doing it through your phone, it'll ask you small, medium, large, actual size. Always send it actual size, no matter what size you want us to print.
Yeah.
In
that is now, does that make it, the emails are like there's, you can only get like a couple on there too, right? Because I feel like that's
25 megabytes. So, yeah.
So, okay, that's like the standard for emailing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I feel like sometimes people are like, they send it one and then it'll be like a bigger, then like they put like five or six, or, you know, they're just trying to like send as few emails as possible.
Yeah.
Or something.
And I mean, if someone's trying to do that, like if you have a good amount that you want to print, and let's say trying to like upload images through the website, and you know, if like on our website, the first time you do it could be easier, but like once you get it, it's really easy.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have like a handful and you go, oh, I just want like 4x6s of all these, and there's 100 pictures, using like Google Drive is awesome. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or like Google Photos, if you make an album, then you can share it. Mm-hmm. That's a good way to send like large files in bulk easily.
Yep.
And I know with like Google, they give you like 15 gigs of storage for nothing. Mm-hmm. So that's always one easy way to do it.
Mm. Yeah, storage. That's my phone problem. The storage. Yeah.
They should also not compromise the photo before sending it to you, right? Send the full photo. Don't crop it down. Don't alter it.
Right. Yeah. It to you. I mean, if they're gonna edit it, that's fine. Mm-hmm.
You know, I've seen that issue come up a couple times where somebody's like, "Oh, I pre-cropped it down to the person I just want to see on stage or something." And
yeah, it's like people cutting the newspaper up for us because they want to help. You know, it's like, all right, well, we're going to cut this newspaper and I'll like trim it a little close.
I want to see all of it.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, especially if it's coming from a phone or something, it's always best to send like an uncropped file
and just tell us what you want to see.
Right, because we can crop it into the point without going too far.
Right.
You know, and then if they're a photographer and like working with images on Lightroom, I know the export settings can get tricky, or things can get left checked to like export like a small file if they were going to like upload it to Instagram. Mm-hmm. But then they send us that file. But I mean,
trials and tribulations of photo printing.
The hard part is the art world and the technology world are like clashing at the same, like currently. It used to be a lot simpler.
Have you seen any of that, like the AI art yet?
Oh, it's wild.
It's crazy, isn't it?
It's wild.
Lorge sent me a couple of videos, you know, about that stuff. It is insane.
Oh, has he done AI drawings of you yet?
No. Can you do that?
Yeah. You can do, like, AI drawings of people and stuff, and it's wicked funny.
No shit. I gotta try that.
It works best with famous people, but, like...
Yeah, I know. Oh. With this podcast, me and Scott are gonna be famous in no time, you know? But yeah, no. We're getting
tens and tens of views.
So, is that anything you're trying to stay on? Like,
I pay attention. Just
interested,
to it.
Interested, yeah. Not like something to put your plan into pursue.
Me personally, no.
I think it's scary for some. Like some of the stuff is like, I mean, it's so good. Like some of the videos he showed me were like, it's so good that it's like.
Oh, the Snapchat filters, man.
It's gonna be tough for yeah. Oh yeah, that too.
It's wild. Make people look.
Yeah. I mean, the amount of filters that we have to use to make me look good in these editing process is is very important. Yeah. I mean, is that basically what some of those like the filters are like? That's basically
it's all AI stuff. Yeah. And it uses like. Facial mapping, like the same thing that works on like your iPhone now to open it when you look at it.
Mm-hmm.
They're using that sort of mapping and manipulation to be able to do it. There's even stuff like that in Photoshop now too, where you can like change people's facial expressions and stuff like that.
Yeah, in Photoshop. Speaking of Photoshop, I mean, you do a lot of restoration. Yeah, I know you've helped me out in a couple projects for people, and they're like, "Oh, can you cut this hand out?" Or
we do a lot of restoration, a lot of old photos, a lot of
how many. Old cracked wedding photos have you probably had to fix?
At this point, I have no idea.
Exactly. It's just, I know how many we get in here, so.
I mean, I checked how many rolls of film I've done this year. Like, I haven't checked the restoration yet.
Yeah. Is film still a big thing?
People just finding them in the back of a junk drawer and bringing them in to see what they are?
And shooting it still.
Really?
I mean, even, like, Mike Sleeper still shoots
film. Oh, yeah, Sleeper, yeah.
So you get we get a mix. We get art people... Young people are into it. Anybody who's buying vinyl records now is probably trying to shoot film.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You don't shoot film? You shoot both? You do both?
Yep. I shoot film, like, for fun on my own.
Yeah.
For a multitude of reasons. Like, I think it's fun, and it's fun to mess around with if I'm out with, like, my family.
Yeah.
You're not glued to, like, the back of the screen. Like, you take a picture, and, like, that's it. Like, it either came out or it didn't. You won't know till you're done.
Yeah.
So, I find it to keep you more in the moment.
Yeah.
With stuff like that. And I have machines and chemistry I need to keep in check. So, if there's any problems, I like to have film of my own that I can run before running customers, you know, and, like, just making sure that everything's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's expensive to mess it up.
Yes.
Yeah. But you've been at it so long that you started with film, right?
And then...
And then
Yeah, I started shooting.
How was that transition when, like, when digital started? Did you resist it, like someone really, like Mike? Or
no,
or
I didn't really resist it. I started shooting probably late 90s, early 2000s is when I, like, first started, like, picking up a camera and playing with it.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is with film?
Yeah, and, like, and my dad was a photographer, so, like, I got, like, a bunch of his old stuff.
Yep.
And always shot with film. And then 2003, I started selling cameras.
Yep.
And we were still selling, you know, we were probably selling 70% film, 30% digital, because digital cameras were still really expensive. Mm-hmm. In 2004, I got a Canon 20D, and I was, like, blown away by the thing. It was awesome to be able to go out and shoot and do all the stuff. But I didn't trust it completely when I would, like, shoot a wedding. I'd shoot, like, half and half.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then as, like, time went on, the Canon 5Ds came out. I bought two of those and sort of, like, forgot about film for a long time. Mm-hmm. Other than, like, I still processed it at work and, like, did that sort of stuff.
So what's the difference when you, like, when you see a digital file or, like, or when you see a finished product, can you tell if it's digital or if it's film?
Oh, generally.
What's the giveaway?
If you're looking at, I mean, if you're looking at, like, Mike Sleeper's work.
Yep.
He's using, I think he still shoots, like, Velvia 50 for a lot of his stuff, like, mm-hmm. Velvia slide film, which is a really, really fine grain. But you get a lot of people who shoot, like, Ilford 400. And it's the grain that's produced from the film is different than grain that you'd add digitally to, like, mm-hmm. give the same effect. Mm-hmm.
Because I know he says, like, his stuff blows up really big because it's film, and that.
I mean, I would agree and disagree at the same time. Yeah. He does do drum scanning, which means you can get, like, a really, really large file out of it, mm-hmm. And be able to blow them up that big. The digital cameras now, if you look at, like, a medium format digital camera, or, like, even, like, the Canon R5s that I use, I've done 60, 80-inch prints with.
Yep.
And there's a car downstairs, which is massive. Mm-hmm. So it can be done. If you have the right caliber or camera and know how to, like, upscale it to do it. And that goes for film, too. Like, you have to scan it properly to be able to enlarge it that big.
Yeah.
You know, if you just dropped off a roll of film and got standard scans back, mm-hmm. it's not going to blow up that big. Not even close.
So what do? You just, is that the DPI type when you scan it?
It's going to be your DPI, and the scanners make a big difference. So, like, I have bulk scanners where we'll run, like, whole rolls of film and get images back that you can do, like, nice 8x10s out of.
Yep.
And then I also have, like, a Hasselblad scanner if we're going to blow something up massive. Mm-hmm. But that will also produce, like, a 2 gig file out of, you know, like a 6.45. Negative.
Yeah.
So it's a lot more to work with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that stuff's a little bit beyond me.
I glazed over about when we talked about film to digital. I was I'm like, that is a lot to know, which is why you have a specialty shop.
Yeah, no, exactly.
And, like, I grew up around it, so, like, for me, I've been around it so long that I've watched all the transitions. And I use both mediums, like, on the regular.
What was your father's history with photography? Who did he shoot for somebody? Did he shoot?
He did, like, weddings and stuff like that. And he was just, like, a camera nerd. He was, like, the dad running around with, like,
taking pictures of everybody.
Yep.
Nice. Yeah.
Now, three different cameras on at one time. Yeah. You know, kind of situation. Yeah.
And when you shoot a lot of weddings, and you're still shooting the cars, right? A lot of cars.
I do. I shoot with IMSA, and sometimes I do it freelance, sometimes I'm hired to do it, and that's, like, in 2 weeks I'm going out to New York and photographing races out there.
Yep.
Nice.
That's a nice nice connection for you, because you're into the cars.
Yeah, and I used to do it a long time ago with Audi, and then again, like, stepped away from it for a while when, like, Audi lost all their sponsorships and stuff with, like, 2009 and mm-hmm. that whole financial collapse that we're reliving.
Yep.
And then just started going as a fan and then got back into it. doing freelance stuff. So usually if I can pay for my trip out there, I have fun.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
And then I do fine art portrait work, weddings, some family portraits and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't, like, bill myself as a family portrait photographer.
Yeah.
But I'll do it if people ask.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the time. And then I used to do a lot of landscape stuff, but it's been trickier with a five-year-old.
Yeah. Yeah. That changes things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, if you, I can't schedule it, it's...
Now, what about the Globe? Do you do stuff for the Globe? I know that you do work with Bill a lot, and, like, if that...
I've had stuff published for the Globe.
Yep.
And I've shot some events for Bill because he wasn't able to make it.
Yep.
And then, like, most recently, the Globe published a bunch of my stuff from, like, the 2020 protests and stuff like that.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about, like, showing me some of the shots from that stuff.
Yeah, so, like, some of that, and if I do, like, there's different events that I'll go to just because I want to go. And
to
then,
the event.
Yep. And then sometimes
bring your camera and it gets you in
right.
The door.
Like, yeah. Sometimes they'll pick up pictures. Sometimes they won't. If they do, it's cool.
Yeah.
If I was going to be around for Hanover Day, I'd probably get some of that stuff posted through, like, the Globe and Bill's site as well.
Yep.
I might send Bill down here for Hanover Day to run around with a camera for a little bit.
Yeah.
What's the relationship with Bill? Is he, like, a mentor to you in a way, or
he's
is
like
he...
my surrogate grandpa.
Yeah.
Actually, he's probably closer to my dad. Him and my dad are pretty close in age. I've just been working with Bill forever.
Yeah,
I love him. He's a great guy.
Yeah. No, I mean, I've dealt with him for a number of years on the framing end. You know, I mean,
yeah.
But you know, great guy. I just didn't know what, you know. And I see him when I go over to your shop. You know, when I'm at your shop, I see him over there a number of times, and I just didn't know if. And the whole, you know, Globe stuff, I know that there's a relation. You know.
I slowly took over, like, managing all his files.
Yep.
Because he is technologically impaired.
does
so
he shoot
that
film?
Generation gap there.
He does not shoot film, but he shoots digital. He's actually part of the reason he's one of the things I got stuck with when I was coming over, because he showed up, like, as I was trying to leave.
Yeah.
to, like, download. Like, he uses my computer and downloads. I download all his files. Then he edits them, and then I get them shipped off to go onto his site and onto his Facebook. And if we need to put stuff to the Globe, we do that.
Yeah.
So I kind of, like, manage, like, that whole side of, like, what he does, which frees him up so he doesn't have to know about it.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, you can just concentrate on clicking, taking the pictures.
Right. Because, yeah, he likes to be moving. He doesn't like to sit in front of a computer and manage all that stuff.
It makes sense.
Did you help with him and Carrie did the books? Was that
I helped with his last two books.
Yep.
I did a lot of the retouching and stuff for him.
Yep.
Me and Mike Petroselli did a lot of the retouching in those. And I helped with, like, some of the layout and stuff like that.
Nice.
But I didn't start doing all that until after that book that him and Carrie put out.
Yep.
Or else I probably would have been on that one too.
Yeah.
And we're working on a new one, I think.
Oh, really? Nice.
Yeah, he's collecting stuff. I think he wants to make this his last book and, like, make it actually about himself.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I just like digitized and archived, like, the last, like, 40 years of his career.
Oh, jeez.
So.
Is he slowing down, not shooting as much? And if he is that going to turn into you having to do do more Globe events?
I've done, like, some of the party stuff. It's not necessarily for me. I've met some really cool people doing it.
Yep.
But I think.
Well, that's his thing now, right?
Right. Like, he does all, like, the, if there's a big fundraiser going on for A, B, C, or D, he's there snapping away. Sometimes he'll hit, like, three or four parties in a day.
Yeah.
But I know he's slowing down a bit. He has to be home for his wife who's been sick.
Yep.
And he's just tries not to stray as far as he would or be away for, like, an entire day. So,
yeah.
Like. I know he was out shooting a wedding or something yesterday, and that's what he's over at my shop editing now.
Nice.
Well, at 77, I don't know why he's still doing it, but, you know.
Yeah. Well, we'll see if we can get him out at Hanover Days, yeah?
I'll get him out there.
Yeah.
Give him something to do. That's not far away. He'll enjoy it.
Yeah. Awesome.
It'd be good to have him here.
Yeah, get him by for the event.
Exactly.
you can pick up a frame, yeah?
I'll do it.
Cool. Well, I think we should have Sean back for sure. I think his knowledge on some of this stuff is fantastic. I don't know.
Well, thank you.
What does our producer think?
Yes.
You got a thumbs up.
Thumbs up from the producer. I think we should definitely have Sean back. I think there's a lot of subjects that we could cover.
Exactly. You know,
fun conversations.
You can get me and Mike in here and we can have a debate.
Yeah. We could argue about digital versus film, I think.
I mean, I'd probably agree with him on a lot of stuff. So yep. I have the same camera he does, so I can't. Yeah, can't argue
it would be
too
good
much.
To hear from the same thing for the two different sides. There's nothing wrong with that. So, it would be great to.
Well, maybe it might make for a good education.
Exactly.
I don't want you falling asleep over there, Scott.
No,
I got a lot of questions about these sort of things.
I'm learning as I go here. This is better for me so that I can help people downstairs when they come in with information. Yep.
Sleeper's dedication to film photography.
Yeah.
With his ladder and his giant tripod. Out in the middle of
his waders.
Don't forget the canoe.
The canoe.
Yep, we got him lined up. We're gonna try to get him on here. Maybe we'll have him on, by himself first.
I want to check out his convertible. So.
Oh, we could do it from the convertible. That'd be great. Yep. We'll do.
Yeah, there might be some live broadcasting of Hanover days. Me and Scott pulling people aside.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we can get some details from you also on some on why what you thought of some of the artwork.
Yeah, some of the thoughts, whether these people are experienced or these are their first time or, We had a lot of new artists pop up this year when they found out when they were stuck at home that they actually had some artistic talent, so.
I don't know. One of the other years, I bought one of the first pieces someone ever entered in, so.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Which one was that?
I bought Eva's print of the weird little dancing skeleton.
Nice.
It's going to be interesting how they're going to set it up without this whole back room, though.
Yeah, I think
still look good.
Well, we got a dedicated space now, so there will be nothing in between. We don't have to take down anything, move stuff
around.
Yeah,
it's definitely going to be easier for us.
For sure.
But we got over 50 entries, so with one per person, that's 50 different artists showing up. So
are you just going all the way down the stairs too?
Depends on what we have to put up.
Yeah. I'm gonna be honest with you. My involvement of hanging the stuff is, I've been pushed out. I don't have, I'm sure I'm going to offer an opinion.
Between Dina and Karen.
I'm sure I'm going to, maybe if they need a hand with something, I'm going to be here to help out. But, this is Dina's baby.
I got to ask Dina when my stuff's supposed to go up.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's right after Hanover Day or not.
Oh, well, when your stuff goes up, we'll have to do this again.
Yeah. Absolutely. That'd be great to have you in and talk.
We can tour the pieces. We can go around and talk about each piece as we go around.
Try to get mobile.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Sean.
Anytime. And
thanks for the coffee.
No problem.
All right. Cool.
All right. Thanks very much.